You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? This just in. Trump moves $1.9 million of donation money that came to his campaign to his personal business. I did not look into the details because I am that disgusted over it. All I did was ask the White House. I said, where's the Federal Election Commission on this one? Guaranteed, they don't reply. They never reply. They are too good to reply to anyone. The only time they're going to reply is if you write them a letter. Then it takes them months and months and months to write you and send one back. Like, that's outrageous. That is outrageous. Then when you get that letter back, it's basically saying, hey, go fuck yourself. All right. Let me go fuck myself? Noted. I'll keep that in mind the next time I want to do something and you guys say no. I'll remember that to just go fuck myself, okay? Jeez. You know what else? Barr, Attorney General Barr, inadvertently defends stay at home, saying, yes, I believe in safe measures such as this, you know, while a pandemic is going on. Okay, what pandemic? Hospitals are empty due to the stay inside order. Like, you guys not see the irony here? They're claiming that this is a pandemic, but the hospitals are empty due to stay inside orders. Like, seriously. You know, dentist offices are closed, but hospitals stay open. Surgery is canceled, but coronavirus, as you want to call it, is given all the attention. As I said, hospitals are empty due to this stay inside order. So what pandemic? I really want to know. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger posted something saying that he was going somewhere in Hollywood on his bike. Then he like casually rides up to the camera on his bike and then hops off and he's like, hey, thanks for staying inside. You're doing such a good job. This whole area is empty right now. Okay, so if the whole area is empty, how is the hospital like slammed back with COVID-19 patients? Like, really, I want to know. Because, as I said, the hospitals are so slow, get this, that hospital employees by the boatloads are doing synchronized dancing. They're making synchronized dancing videos for social media. I thought that they were slammed with Never mind, just whatever. Look, man, I got a really, really, really deep question right now. How in the world is somebody gonna go onto social media and announce on social media the death of their loved one due to COVID-19? Like, really, the last place I'm going is social media after my closest loved one, my significant other, passes away. The last place I'm going is to social media and posting it online. I'm sorry, but I think I'm going to be too sad and too busy to be doing that. Plus, whenever I do it, it's going to be genuine feelings. I'm going to be sad. But these people aren't sad at all. They're just like, yeah, you know what? They died. I just thought I'd let you know that. As some of you may know, so-and-so died. What? What? Like, is anybody else besides me seeing the irony in this BS? It's garbage. It's straight up garbage. I cannot believe what the F I'm seeing on social media right now. I flat out don't get it. I don't understand. Like, should I understand where you're coming from? Because I don't. The only thing that I understand about where you're coming from is that you're a liar. You're a fake. You're a fraud. You are frauding the American people. Much less the rest of the world that sees that and goes, oh my God, that poor baby, that poor thing. You're taking advantage of the people who are gullible, of the people with disabilities, of the people who are special needs. Because they read this and they don't understand that you're lying. They have no idea. But you do. And I know that you're lying. And people who are smart like me, wicked smart like me, they know that you're lying too. You know what's really funny? I was on a Facebook post, right? Inside some group. I don't even remember where. But this one guy who's out there doing Uber Eats I could almost guarantee you he's not wearing gloves, because I went somewhere and saw somebody carrying food with a mask on, but no gloves. You heard me right. The dude had a mask on, carrying food items with no gloves. Yeah, okay. All right. Sure. Every other food worker has to wear gloves except for the guy delivering it? No, I don't think so. You're not magically exempt. Like, does anybody else see the irony in that as well? But to get back to the matter at hand, the fact at hand, he says, for he's filming or taking a picture and he's showing people who are outside. Like, all they are is outside. They're all within, like, 6 feet distance of each other. Like, they're keeping that far away from each other, right? And it's clear. Everybody has even mentioned it. Like, these people are all 6 feet apart. What's the deal? You know, and they're by the beach. And he's crying, saying, oh my God, these people are not inside. Just stay inside. Wah! And somebody goes, you're literally posting this from your car. Shut up. And then he argues that his Uber job, his Uber Eats job, it's essential. Okay? Sure. All right. Then why are we allowed to go shopping at the grocery store? Does anybody else see the irony in all of this besides me and the handful of people on Facebook who are just like, what a troll? I don't get it. I don't understand. Perhaps I never will. And I don't care to. It's weird. You guys are really freaking weird. You want to defend your essential job, yet you don't think that people getting outside, getting fresh air, and getting sunlight is essential? You think we should just all be cave people? Like those sick people underground right now that all fake their deaths. Y'all are weird. And if you really want to know about all that, check my last podcast. I don't believe it. I don't believe what I'm seeing, you guys. I'm really, like, blown away. And it's not just that person posting it. It's several people posting crap like that. And all these other people are like, you're out of your freaking mind, right? Like, you know that you're crazy for posting this. Like, you know you look stupid for what you just did, right? It's funny. You know, that one guy that said, oh, you're literally posting this from your car. Like, shut up. I said, yeah. He complains that people are outside and all this crap. You know, stay inside or I'm gonna go onto social media and cry about it to everybody. That makes no sense, dude. Makes no sense. Absolutely no sense at all. And it's never going to. Like, I don't think you guys are like really, like, some of you just either really don't understand or you don't want to understand because you're pushing the agenda. Which is it? Really, which is it? So speaking of pushing an agenda, breaking. Alleged child abuser stuffed down Reddit post that shows a mom of a daughter smacking her child in the face. It says, slaps child while high for entertainment. They went on there, and they admit amongst themselves to trolling. That's first off. But then claim the person who posted it is the troll. You know what's funny, though, is that I refuse to give trolls a platform. And whenever I say trolls, I mean stalkers, like weirdos, like real weirdos. But whenever it comes down to it, it's just that it shows that all these trolls are desperate to garner my attention. You go to my Facebook page, which is no longer there anymore because I took it down. Like, I'm not giving these dirtbags a platform. All they're doing is using my things that I post up there for their platform. Like, I could understand if, like, they had a legitimate debate or an argument with me. Cool. Great. Wonderful. But whenever you go there just to troll, tell me how that's okay. You know, they've got a sick obsession with cyberstalking me. They see what I post on Twitter and then go to wherever it's at and then do the exact opposite of what a normal person would do. Like, they go and they just, like, slam it with trash comments. You know, it's what's funny is that they not only threaten me with whatever, but they also turn around and threaten other people. Let me put it this way. They say that, like, one of the things that they say, oh, how's your daughter, you know, so and so and so and so, have you paid so and so child support? No? I'll tell you why. Because she ain't coming for it. And here's why. As soon as she says that, I'm slamming her with a paternity test to show that I don't owe it. You know? What's really funny is the fact that a court would rule that somebody should pay child support without saying, well, wait a minute, you're asking for child support. How do we know that that child is his? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Makes you really wonder. You know, this whole sick obsession with cyberstalking me, like, I could understand commenting, but I don't understand dragging innocent children into this. I really don't. Like, they will straight up put their names online. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. How does that make sense to you? Like, where in your sick little mind is that okay to do? To drag innocent children into your beef with somebody? It doesn't. It's sick. It's very sick in the head. And I'm not going to stand for it. You know, I don't care how mildly anybody defends this whole stay-at-home crap. It's not okay. You can't force people to stay inside. Like, I could totally, like, hear me out here. I could totally understand if you were like, you know what, guys? We're going to pay you money to stay inside so we can fix the roads. That's feasible, right? Like, that would be reasonable reasons to stay at home and not go do something. Like, oh my God, they're going to fix the roads and it's going to be amazing. Wrong. They're not going to fix the roads. They're just going to keep pushing this back until September, October. That's what they've said. They're thinking about doing this until fall. So if they push this back to September, October, how does anybody get to campaign other than online? Where they can just come and try to control the situation, report you and downvote so it doesn't get any views and all this crap. It makes no sense. So here's a question. Is the government trying to start a revolutionary war? Vape shops are closed, but liquor stores stay open. How does that make sense? Well, you can go and get your liquor and smokes, but you can't go and vape. You can't go get your vape or your coils or anything. Just saying. Just saying. Now, some of them have opened back up ever since that, but it really makes you wonder, doesn't it? It makes you wonder why they would favor big tobacco and alcohol, which used to be prohibited, but condemn something that helps smokers quit and is more healthier. Way more healthier. It's scientifically more healthier. Like, does that make sense to you? Because it doesn't make sense to me. And it doesn't make sense to everybody else who knows better. You know, to know better than what they're trying to do, like this whole agenda. Speaking of agenda, the people who are there, who are the alleged child abusers that stuffed down the Reddit post, admitted that they work in the industry. And what industry is that? Child adoption. One of the most sick industries ever. They give it the kids to these people. People report them for child abuse, and they say, oh, it's a false claim. So let me ask you this. What does the White House and CPS and all those other organizations that are supposed to help save children, what do they all have in common? They cry wolf about the false claims. I'm sorry, but if you abuse a child, you cannot defend that. Defending child abuse is not okay. Making sick comments about child abuse and making dark jokes about comments, you know, it's just, it's sick. It's sick. Like, somebody asked, like, what are you, Michael Vick? Seriously. Seriously. But my question is like, how is it okay to stuff down a post on purpose on Reddit and it's only a handful of people doing it because there's other people, like, downvoting all their comments, but upvoting the person who posted its comments. But then all of a sudden, magically, they have all their friends come by and then downvote everything, right? Or, better yet, they create fake accounts or several Reddit accounts, which is extremely possible. You can have like a billion Reddit accounts on your account. Like, I don't know exactly how many, but I've been testing this. I've been looking at this to see how these people are doing this. And, I mean, that's just what it comes down to. They've got a bunch of troll accounts, and then they just downvote everything that they don't want to surface. And child abuse is definitely one subject that they don't want to surface. It's sick. It's sick. It's sick that we will defend animals a lot more than humans getting abused. Because what, they can stick up for themselves? No, they can't. Just like the animals can't. Am Am I against animal abuse? You're darn right, I'm vegan. And honestly, I think you should be vegan too. You should probably consider it if you care about your health.